Life is hard. See, for every time you have a plan, a dream, an aspiration, or a goal, do you know what happens every time you have one of those? This thing comes along called life. It happens to everybody. Life has disappointment. It's got peaks and valleys.
That most people like to feel like they're a king in the area of their comfort zone. They only want to do those things that they know how to do well.
You can stop thinking that life fitting to be easy, because I got news for you, it ain't. Because it's life.
Success comes with a price that's normally bigger than what most people want to pay.
You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail.
The high-performance people, the one thing that they all have in common is they're hungry. Hungry for a better life. Hungry for change.
But you can only do that through the struggle of life.
Success is going to cost you way beyond money. See, success is, it's not something that's gifted to you. Success is something that you have to go get.
I want you to stop playing the victim. You are not the victim.
Because you have now developed yourself in such confidence and such competence in how to deal in the arena of life.
You gotta have like a shark mentality, because if a shark swims backward, it dies. A shark can only move forward. And so I need you, every single day you wake up and go after that dream.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. I'm not gonna rest, I'm gonna keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go.
If you wanna begin to make your stuff happen for you, I think that it's very important that you start trusting yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to that still small voice within you. Don't try and make everything logical.
You have the power in you to do more than you can ever begin to imagine, to control your destiny, to make a difference on the planet, to make an impact. When you're going through some stuff, when things go wrong, don't go with them. It's going to happen to you. It's not personal. It's gonna happen to everybody, it does. It's called life.
Behind every moment of adversity in your life, there is a blessing and a lesson.
Your life doesn't end up an accident. Your life is a series of actions that you initiate or don't initiate. And that your thoughts are gonna control that roadmap.
All of you have the potential for enormous success. There's a price that comes with that. First and foremost, knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. Being able to answer this question, who am I and what do I want?
But I got a saying, when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Pain always leaves a gift. Always. Maybe it was time for you to move on. Don't worry about the people that God has removed from your life. When a door gets shut, all you got to do is walk up to home. It's more doors.
First one has to be a mindset shift, specific one, a very specific one that everyone's struggling with right now, which is really giving yourself permission to have the ambitions you have. Most people are half-hearted, half-interested, half-engaged in their actual dream and actual ambition.
So if you want to begin to grow, You've got to put something out here that you can't reach easily, that has got to make you stretch, got to make you jump for it, got to make you get back a little bit and dig in so that you can take a leap for it. And maybe you jump up there and you miss it and you skin your knees and you come back again and you bust your lip next time. But you keep on, and through that process, you learn how to leap higher. You start challenging yourself to dig deeper, and then you discover some things about you that you don't know right now, some talents that you have in you that you didn't know that you can do. And I'm saying to you, give yourself a chance.
You have to learn to own your ambition, speak of the ambition, chase the ambition, drive the ambition, and lead the ambition. It is a full allowance of the ambition and an active generation of that ambition.
To live your life as a work of art. A work of art that's in progress. That is, your life becomes a masterpiece that is unfolding in every moment of your life. Instead of looking at it in terms of how much can I get or how far can I go, begin to see that, all right, yes, I am capable of lots and lots of wonderful things, and I have accumulated a lot of things, and I've achieved at a very high level, and I'm performing very well. But I want to take a different perspective on what my life is. And I want to begin to see my life as this fabulous work of art that I can shape it, shade it, and mold it into whatever it is that I think would be the absolute ideal for my contribution while I'm here on this planet, for the actual unfolding of my humanity.
If you stop working on yourself, your mind will grow weaker. You must make a commitment that nothing is more important than your self-development, because a stronger you is a better you, and a better you is better for everyone around you. Never stop working on yourself. It is a daily process, a journey, not a destination. Everyone has a purpose, and that purpose is simply to be happy. It's what everyone is chasing.
Self-development is something we haven't jumped into enough. We mistake spirituality for self-development. And we think spiritual awareness is self-development. Spiritual awareness is spiritual awareness. And it's understanding the divine and the higher power and the God, whatever you call it, and having some place to release to. That's not self-development. Self-development is doing that daggone work I just talked about, exposing the lies that are in your head that's running you, the chatter, the negative Nancy in your head, you know, managing it and exposing it. That's our work, and no one shows us how to do that work. If you can own your brilliance while owning your imperfections, if you can own your giant while owning your smallness, if you can live in duality, constant duality, the freedom will be earth-shaking. If you can live in that, see, either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your light so that others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence. Can you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light? Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you. You're just, some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left. Can you give the world permission to leave you and love you?
It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You might be rejecting something that God wants to send in your life. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that you can't do it with the old order. You can't have a new blessing and an old order. Every so often, as you get new blessings, new opportunities, new doors, new positions, new children, new life, new marriage, new house, new whatever it is, you have to refocus. Now you got more weight. Now you got more responsibility. Now you got more demands. You have to refocus, restructure, reorganize. Are you organized for what you prayed for?
I'm not trying to be the everything, because if I am, then I've stopped growing. The best people out there in every circumstances, be it business, be it relationships, dad, father, husband, CEO, employee, wherever you are in your category, you have a willingness and a desire. Those are the best people. If that's your DNA, have a willingness to grow and a desire to be better. You're gonna win. Never, ever, ever give up. There'll be people out there that will tell you you're not good enough. There'll be people out there to tell you that you'll never be the other person. Don't be one of those people. Be the outlier in that belief system. Be the one who's different. Be the one who never gives up on you.